Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show today. Well, lately on Thursdays, we've had our very special guest, Mr. Sean Watson, coming to the studio with us to discuss a very, very interesting and important topic, which is the topic of relationships. Now, today his topic is, why are more people living together without being married? So when Sean Watson gets here, that is what he is going to talk about on the show today. And quite frankly, I am looking forward to this discussion. And also, just to let you know, Sean Watson has been coming on for the past several Thursdays. So if you have missed his interviews, please go back to the archives and tune in. You can find the archives on the Coach LaLisa Blog Talk Radio website, which is blogtalkradio.com/CoachLaLisa. If you go there, you will find in the archives. Just check out any Thursday. If you look at Thursdays, you'll see where he has been on the show. And I tell you, it's been good. It's been good. And there are a lot of people who have relationship issues. As a matter of fact, if you have been watching TV, recently they just started a new show called some type of show where there's a woman on there. She deals with, like, love addictions. I believe that even might be the name of the show. Love addictions. I happened to just catch, five minutes or so of it yesterday. But this show was on. And I just heard a little bit. But the people were coming to her with these serious relationship problems. So right there, and it was on TV One. So that lets you know how big this problem is. Typically, when a problem hits the, you know, the big screen, so to speak, when it hits television like that, that lets you know that it's a big problem or it's a big situation. Remember when American Idol hit television and it had a ripple effect? So, like, everybody and their mother came up with a similar type of show, right? Same thing with the cooking. When, you know, one person started out with some type of cooking show, and the next thing you know, everybody had a cooking show. Or we could look at also the reality shows of different types, people's lives. When one person got on there and said, okay, I'll show what my life is like behind the scenes, everybody came out with some version or adaptation to airing their life, you know, on television. Now, before you run off and do that, because anybody could do it, right? But before you run off and do that, you might want to check out a few of them just to see what is that all about. But there are a lot of people, and you have to really have an exciting life, one that people would love to tune into. Well, like having a radio show. You got to have an exciting radio show, one that people would want to tune in. So you got to have very, very exciting topics or very exciting guests, or you yourself just have to be an exciting person that people want to tune in to listen to. So hopefully we've met, you know, all three of those categories right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. But as we wait for Mr. Shawn Watson to tune in, now you know where he's at. The time zone is different. So sometimes, you know, there could be a little mix up there with the time because he's on very, very early in the morning. I mean, well, his time there is an hour behind us. So while it's 7 o'clock here, yes, but it's only 6 o'clock there. So I tell you. Things are looking up, though. Things are looking up. We're excited. And now, I didn't realize I had, whose page am I on? I didn't realize I had that many friends. So I just want to give a shout out to all of my new friends. I didn't know I had close to 1,900 friends here on Facebook. And I have to admit, I do know most of these people on here. A lot of them are family. Yeah, right. About 1,000 of them are my nieces and nephews. Boy, that's funny. Wait till I tell my sister that. But sure, I know most of these people. Pastor Peggy and Kita, Versie Walker and Alicia Cooper, Stephanie the Crown Done Brown. I know Marcus Burnett, Roxanne, Sarah, and so I do know Paul Kiriazzi. As a matter of fact, I want to just go on and take the time to give him that shout out. We have Faith Daniels and Zadia Ife. So I do know a lot of these people, Andrew Manns and Miss Tamara Scipio. So I do know quite a bit. My awesome and beautiful cousin, Stephanie Lolia. Oh, you know, some of these people are even my students from teaching. I got quite a few students on the page as well. Because I know sometimes people, they complain that they don't have or they don't know of people that are on their page. But I happen to know these people, and most of them anyway. I would definitely say most of them. I just picked up a new friend today, Miss Danielle Harris. She lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, but she is from Newark, New Jersey. So I can't wait to connect with Miss Danielle Harris and see what she's up to. She says, don't waste your time with jobs that can drop you on a dime. She's with one of those network marketing companies. And she looks like she's doing big things down there in North Carolina. But she has a kitty cat. She loves cats. A new addition to their family. Okay. Well, I'm not necessarily a cat lover, though I love all animals with the love of God, but you would never see me get a cat. But I don't knock it if other people do. So here we are Thursday, and today Mr. Shawn Watson got his wires, a little mixed up there, or maybe I got the wires mixed up. Either way, now he may try to dial in at 8 o'clock, which will be 9 o'clock our time, because we did do his show one day at 9 o'clock. But we have a Tuesday show at 7 a.m., and then we do the show on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 p.m. So I wanted to try to keep the show at some type of consistent time. So I said, well, we did his show at 7 a.m. the last time, last Thursday, because I was going to do 1-7 on Tuesdays and 5 for the rest of the week, but he wasn't able at 5. So we did his at 7. So I said, okay, I could live with that. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're on at 7 a.m., and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're on at 5. This way, hopefully that will be a cadence or something, an interval that people can remember. So they can remember, okay, well, 2 days a week they're on at 7, 3 days a week they're on at 5 p.m. And I like coming on at 5 p.m. in the afternoon just to see if we can, pull in a different audience. We can pull in people who are in their car on the way to work and want to listen to their radio. So I think that's pretty. I think that's pretty cool. But now let's get back to. We wanted to talk about relationships when he was actually going to come on and talk about why are so many people living together without being married. And here he is. So good morning. Good morning, Mr. Shawn Watson. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I am doing great. We were just telling the people about you and the shows and what time we come on and how we come on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 a.m., but Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. So now that you're here, I've talked about the topic you're going to talk about today, which I think is very interesting. Why are so many people living together before getting married? So why don't you answer that question, or at least talk about it? And by the way, thank you for calling in.
Well, I've done a lot of research and everything over that as far as couples living together without the ring. And a lot of it is fear. They fear the actual full commitment as far as marriage. They have fear of thinking that the passion is going to decrease. They're not sure. And to be honest with you, if you're actually living together without a ring, that's actually showing that you're actually not really in love.
And it's showing that you're not really what?
It's showing that you're not really in love, because if you were in love, you'd be willing to take that ultimate step, which is the marriage, which is putting that ring on that finger. I mean, so without that ring on that finger, especially as a woman, you're not really considered the wife, but you're considered the wifey, which means you have some potential, but you may never really know in this relationship.
Okay, now that's interesting. Couple of points. So I know you have a lot more to share, but I want to just address a couple of things that you said. What do you mean by you're not the wife, but the wifey? What is What is the wifey?
I was actually looking that up and stuff yesterday, and I noticed that this great psychologist was talking about that, and basically what he was just saying is that the difference between that, the wife is actually she cooks and cleans and everything like that, but they actually have, she actually has the ring. Now the wifey is someone that he really loves. They've been together for probably 5 or 10 years. But the only problem is he hasn't offered to put the ring on the finger. He hasn't proposed. He hasn't bought anything up to her about that. But she's willing to stay with him because they're comfortable at that regular lifestyle that they're with, and they're not willing to change or step outside of the box.
So what about these couples who are living together, and then what's the scenario when they do turn around and propose to you? Like, say, a year later or 2 years later.
You said they do propose and they're living together?
Yes.
Well, see, this is the thing. See, for me, I think that most times people, before they propose, before they get married, they typically, date for a year or two. So, and I realize and I understand the reason why people move in, because they want to know, okay, how is this person actually with me living with them? But in actuality, I mean, if you can't tell that, dating for a year or two and maybe just coming over, not necessarily living together, moving in, but just kind of coming over, just hanging out, maybe watching movies or things like that. If you can't tell that in a year or two, then, something's wrong. I don't think you actually have to really, live together to actually, find out, what type of person that is. You can find that out, based on talking with them and spending time, and hopefully they don't have anything that they have to hide from you. So I mean, you just have to be willing to take that risk.
Okay. So it could be that a person doesn't have to necessarily, run off and get married. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They could simply wait. I mean, they don't run off and say they don't have to run off and live together. They could really wait.
Because when you start playing like they like to call it playing house, then that brings a lot of temptation, because it makes you get in that mind frame. Well, we're living together. We're kind of married, but it ain't no such thing. You're not kind of married. You're either married or you're not. And so it gets in that mind frame, and people when they're in public they know it's not right, so they try to play it off a little bit, try to have excuses, like when you go to places like whether it's church or you're going to your kids PTA meeting with the kids and everything like that, and they say, are you Mr. and Mrs. This is my wife and everything like that. Or if you're just going to, back to your high school reunion, and people are like, did you guys ever get married? Oh yeah, we've been married for about, we got married right after high school. They're kind of playing it off a little bit because they know they're not really that comfortable with it, but they try to play it off, and it's not really, right.
Yeah, I totally, I'm just kind of laughing, I'm so totally agreeing with you, because, I'm like this, why pretend to be married when you can really be married, if that's, what you desire to do? Why just live together and pretend to be married when you could really live together and be married, if that's what you're trying to put out there to the world, that we are a couple? That we have made a commitment to one another, and that we want to better our lives together. Okay, I'm getting better. I'm bettering my life and career or what have you. The other person is bettering their life, and are coming together to build something. But I know that's one of the things that, yeah, is important, I think, for couples, is when they, I think when couples come together and they don't know what their purpose is, I think that's a, definitely a reason that they could just end up living together. Because
yeah, and it kind of puts a bad message and stuff, you know, towards your kids, because, I mean, that kind of, you know, makes them, you know, get that mind frame, you know, later on in their lives that, you know, it's okay to live together. I mean, because you're not really getting the full family when you live together. I mean, it's still almost like that, you know, baby mama, baby daddy kind of thing. You know, that's not your husband, your wife. That's just your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You guys are just living together with the same address, you know. So, I mean, it's definitely an issue, and I think it has something to do with this generation here, because, you know, it's a lot of feeling out there that marriage is starting to kind of get a little bit, you know, boring, and it's like people are thinking it's outdated, that marriage is outdated, and it's better now to just live together. But you know, through research, I'm found out that 8 out of 10 people who actually do get married, I mean, who actually do live together before getting married, actually end up having a higher divorce rate, and they really don't really make it past the 10-year mark.
Wow. Yeah, and so you mean to tell me that, no, not saying that you came up with this, but it's interesting that people could actually feel like, you know, marriage is outdated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they realize how much work it is, but they only see the negative side of it. I mean, because I think everyone is different, and they hear these stories from, you know, their friends who've been married for a long time, and she's, oh girl, you know the passion is down, you know, it's different now because we got one account together, you know, it's not his money, it's not my money, but it's our money, and you know, he's changed a lot, you know. When we were dating, you know, he was like this, but now that we're married, you know, he expects me to do more, and so it's that fear factor and just hearing sometimes the wrong or negative advice.
So yeah, that, you know, I can see, you know, some of that happening, because I know as I talk to people when I do different relationship talks, I'm constantly telling people, I find myself constantly having to tell people, you know, your relationship may not look like anyone else's. You know, you got to focus on you and your husband, you can, or your wife, you know, but usually I'm talking to women. You know, you can't focus on what the woman across the street, her marriage looks like, or the lady next door, because you may have a totally different situation. So that sounds like, you know, good advice there. But unfortunately, people do want to share, especially, you know, we used to have a saying years ago, misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
But when people are unhappy, they're quick to share their unhappiness. And even Facebook will show you that. I'm amazed at how many people, I'm utterly amazed and sometimes shocked at how many people post their down feelings on Facebook. And I'm not saying, I mean, I don't know, maybe they think of Facebook as a counseling tool. And I guess in a way it is, but, you know, you do have people like myself and you and others putting a lot of positive quotes on. But, you know, the fact that people would share, you know, how rotten their day is, how horrible their day is, some horrible thing that happened to them today, leads me to believe that people want to share, you know, their, you know, how is it, misery. They want to share their misery. And, you know, because they want company. They want other people to, I guess, either say, yeah, girl, I had a bad day too, or maybe they want somebody to share, you know, feel sorry for them. I don't know why people do that, but I know.
But I see what you mean about that, and the problem with that is that, you know, a lot of times when we do have issues like that, as far as in relationships or, you know, in general, we need to really evaluate, and we need to be the change that we want to see. You know, sometimes we need to evaluate the whole situation.
I know, but evaluation. So, again, hopefully all of these will be topics that will be discussed in your book,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a great book for those of you who, if you just tuned in, you are definitely going to be in for a treat when you go back and listen to the entire archive. We're listening to Shawn Watson, who also has a website, www.shawnwatson.yolasite.
Actually, no www. This shawnawatson.yolasite.com.
Okay, so Shawn A. I guess I'm telling my age by saying www, right? Everybody knows you don't need the www anymore.
Well, actually, I'm still seeing people with it, but it's just mine is a little bit different for now.
Right. So Shawn A. Watson at yolasite.com. So make sure you visit him online, connect with him. He's doing workshops. He's a motivational speaker, relationship expert, author. He has a book that he's working on as we speak. And he has other things that he does as well. Obviously, radio shows. You have another radio show that you're doing. Tell us about that and what time.
Well, this one is actually going to be, I believe it's going to be like once a month. And Monday was my debut on the show.
Okay, how did it go?
And it was great. You know, we were talking about overcoming obstacles. I felt it was a great topic because, you know, I wanted to really just give the positive side of obstacles, because the problem is people look at obstacles as a downside. But, you know, I tell people that we need to really embrace the obstacles, because without obstacles, you don't have no testimony. And without testimony, you have no story that's going to appeal or it's going to help inspire other people, because you're perfect.
Right. And also, obstacles, don't they also make you strong?
The obstacles, they do make you strong. They do build you up, because, you know, you need those, or else, you know, or else you're not going to have appreciation. What it does, it gives you appreciation for when you do get to the top. You know, you need that to be able to kind of help other people who are you know, trying to get to where you are. You know, so you need that appreciation, because something, if not, you'll just take it for granted.
Yeah. Those obstacles are building up little muscles within us.
Exactly.
So, yes. Wonderful. 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 Well, I do. Just have a few seconds left to the show today, but wow, you know, there's so much going on. Today is Thursday. We're about a week away from summer, so officially,
mm-hmm.
June 21st, so actually the next show date. So, boy, you know, when the summer gets here, a lot of relationships going on.
Definitely.
We're coming out of hibernation, so to speak, from the winter, and a lot of relationships started in the spring, didn't last through the summer. And so now it is the summer. People can get out and things like that. So it's going to be interesting to find out what you come back with next week. Can't wait.
I'm definitely going to be, you know, doing some homework from, you know, today till, you know, probably about next Wednesday, and definitely have some good information and some, you know, good topics. I was thinking I may even try something a little bit different this week. I thought about doing something on the Facebook and ask people what issues they would like for me to talk about on the show. See if they answer or respond. Maybe we get more, you know, a lot more listeners and people calling in.
Well, yes, and here's another thing too. What about the when it comes to the people with the relationship issues? I was thinking. I wanted to ask a question before we got off of here today.
Mm-hmm.
So, why does it seem that more people are living together? That was a good point that you made about. It's just kind of for some people, they think that it could become old fashioned, just like. You know, wearing clog heels or something or bell bottoms. Well, no, it doesn't get old fashioned that way. But so, what should a person? So, a person should. Can just kind of spit it out. Any tips for the person, for the woman who, or man who's considering, you know, just kind of moving in.
Well, my advice would be is. I would ask myself, are we really in love?
Mm.
Are we ever looking at getting married? I mean, do I actually see myself marrying her or do I actually see myself marrying him? That's the big question.
Okay.
And the next question is going to be is, why don't we just try to get married before we move in? Or, you know, if the answer is probably no, then... You probably don't really need to move in because, like I said, that's temptation, right? That's a lot of temptation right there, and you really don't really have the complete comfort when you're doing that because when you're in public, you're gonna feel awkward, you know.
Mm.
You know?
Okay, good answer, great answer. So we're gonna talk more about this next week, same time, and also you can find Mr. Sean Watson on Facebook. You can post your comments or questions there, as well as on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as well. He also has a website, SeanAWatson.yolasite.com. Check him out there. And, wow, this has really been a great topic. So I know people appreciate it. We thank you for tuning in today. And we'll see you back next week. Thank you, Sean, for that awesome.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.